91X News.
It's 2 degrees and sunny. I'm John Boldrick with 91X News. At least one survivor of this week's horrific collision in rural southwestern Ontario is doing a little bit better. 10 poultry farm workers and a truck driver were killed Monday in Hampstead, Ontario, when a van carrying the workers drove through a stop sign and was hit by a truck. 3 migrant workers from Peru survived the crash, and one of the survivors' condition has been upgraded. Juan Ariza, age 35, was initially taken to the hospital in nearby Stratford in critical condition, but the hospital says he was transferred Wednesday to London, Ontario, in stable condition. The London Health Sciences Center says Ariza is now listed in fair condition. There have been no confirmed sightings of an armed man wanted for questioning in the shooting of 2 Mounties in central Alberta. Sawyer Robison has been on the run for nearly 2 days following the Tuesday shootings near Killam, southeast of Edmonton. Sergeant Patrick Webb, an RCMP spokesman, says police don't want to concentrate the search on any one area.
We are aware of his interests and places he had maybe have gone in the last few years or had expressed an interest in going, but until some of those places are identified as more likely than any other place, we're just going to be keeping our interests throughout all possibilities.
Robison was last seen leaving his family's rural property when officers showed up to carry out a search. Gunfire erupted soon after. A man was later found dead inside the home, but he has not been identified and police have not said how he died. Students at Loyalist College will be trying to make a good first impression today. The college is hosting the 2012 Career Fair. The fair takes place each year at the school, providing students with an opportunity to network with potential employers and apply for jobs. It will take place in the Loyalist College gym and cafeteria between 10 and 1 o'clock today. Federal Trade Minister Ed Fast is downplaying the idea that Canada and China are ready to start working towards a free trade agreement. He says the government is taking things one step at a time and doesn't want to get ahead of itself. 3 Albertans, including a 9-year-old boy, have been rescued after an experience at sea. After their sailboat capsized in the Pacific, they were rescued by a container ship, which was sent to their aid by the U.S. Coast Guard. Brad James and his son West drifted in the water for about an hour before they were pulled aboard the vessel.
The winds had picked up to 45 knots, gusting to 55. The seas were 25 feet. It was raining heavily. Visibility was reduced, and they were having trouble keeping an eye. They had 3 guys on the bridge, and their only job was to watch us, keep your eyes on us. And that's what they did, and they did. They never lost us.
James, his son, and brother Mitch were sailing to Hawaii from Mexico when their boat lost power and was damaged by the heavy waves. That's 91X News to 102. Here's Dan Canatero with sports.
Good afternoon. I'm Dan Canatero with 91X Sports. The CFL Coach of the Year finalists were announced today as it came down to BC Lions Wally Buono, Winnipeg Blue Bombers Paul LaPolice, and Eskimos Kavis Reed. Buono led the Lions to capturing their first Grey Cup since 2006, despite starting the season 0-5. Under LaPolice, the Bombers finished first in the East Division with a 10-7 record. And finally, Reed helped the Eskimos to an 11-7 record in the first season as CFL head coach. The Eskimos will have a different direction this upcoming season because quarterback Ricky Ray is no longer a part of the roster for Coach Reed. The NBA All-Star Game will be held in Houston next season. NBA Commissioner David Stern says the basketball world will be coming to the state of Texas to see what the best stars the league can offer.
All-Star Weekend 2013 is a place where the entire NBA family will gather, and it's really a time and place where the world, including the 200 and some odd countries in which the game and the weekend's activities will be televised in the 43 language that announce it, will have an opportunity to see the best of Houston.
NBA All-Star Weekend takes place in the city of Orlando this season. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's John Boldrick with 91x weather.
Today, sunny with a high of +4. Tonight, clearing with a low of minus 4. Friday, increasing cloudiness, with periods of snow beginning late in the afternoon, amounting to about 2 centimeters, with a high of plus 1. Right now, it's 2 degrees. I'm John Baldrick with Dan Canatero, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.